This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm not hearing the feedback. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for an exciting edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be focusing on one of the most exciting new vehicle introductions in decades. It's the new mid-engine Corvette Stingray for 2020, and we're going to have a gentleman join us to tell us all about it. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by Dan Watson, our expert in the realm of oil, and in particular synthetic oil. He's the CEO of the Lube Page. And then in hour number three of the broadcast, we'll shine the spotlight on the 2020 Dodge Charger with the Charger brand manager as they expand their wide bodies from the Challenger over to the Charger. Meanwhile, telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email anytime throughout the broadcast, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the Senior Manager of General Motors Product and Brand Communications. It's my pleasure to welcome Kevin Kelly to the airways of Auto World. Kevin, how you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. I'm so excited about the Corvette. I wasn't able to make the actual journey out to California to see it happen, but I watched it live as you guys streamed it, and boy, everybody's talking about it, no matter even if they're not even car people. People are talking about the Corvette.
That's right. It's an exciting moment. I mean, you know, for the last 66 years, we've had one formula that we've worked with on Corvette, and that was a front engine rear drive. And now we've really taken that formula and really changed it up. Now we got a first ever mid-engine Corvette, the 2020 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. It was an exciting reveal and an exciting time at Chevrolet and exciting time for performance enthusiasts all around.
Absolutely. Throughout the history of the Corvette, there have been several prototype mid-engine vehicles, but this is the first time that the decision was made to go with a production model. Is it the fact that the 7th generation, the C7, was just so good? What I've been told is that engineers just couldn't bring it to any higher level than we already see in the current 2019 Z06 and ZR1. We had kind of maxed out that platform.
Yeah, that's true, Bob. You know, we had reached the pinnacle of what we could do with the configuration that we had, which again is front engine rear drive. We knew we had to change things up to continue to push the boundaries when it comes to performance and handling and everything else that Corvette is known for. But you're right. Mid-engine has been a part of the ethos of Corvette even way back to the late 1950s and 1959. When Zora Arkus-Duntov, the first chief engineer of the Corvette, actually developed what are called the Chevrolet Engineering Research Vehicles. So in 1959, the CERV 1, as it was known, made its debut, and that was the precursor. That was a harbinger of what was to come. It took a while to get there, but now we are really celebrating this true heritage that's now come to life.
And this vehicle is all new. I mean, there isn't any part shared with the C7 or maybe one minor part, but from the ground up, this is an all-new Corvette for 2020.
Yeah, that's correct. We have rethought the entire car all the way through, but we wanted to make sure that we maintain the strong attributes that people expect in a Corvette. I mean, you know, you're talking about with a Z51 package, 0 to 60 times in under 3 seconds. And we're still talking about attainability. So as Mark Royce announced, the president of the General Motors announced at the reveal, you know, the base price of the car will be under $60,000. The other thing is functionality. You know, the one thing that all Corvette owners and folks that have been true to Corvette really love about Corvette is that you can use it to do long-distance driving. You don't have to worry about not being able to carry your luggage around. Well, we've got that in spades in the new mid-engine 2020 Corvette Stingray. You can put two standard-sized golf clubs in the trunk, and we've got a front storage system where you can put a roll-on bag and a laptop bag, so no worry about having to carry your weekend's worth of goodies to take with you whenever you want to travel.
That's great news, and the value equation that you spoke to a moment ago, it's always been part of the Corvette as well. I mean, this is the all-American sports car, but I was one of those kids growing up, and I always wanted a Corvette. I saved for an awful long time, managed to get. My first one was a 93 C4, and then I had a 98 C5, and I kept that one a long time. I kept that one about 15 years and was hoping that I could get into a C7, but now I'm all excited about the C8. So once you're into Corvettes, it gets into your blood, and that's a fine line for you guys to work both on the design and engineering side of the fence. I mean, you're reinventing an icon here, Kevin.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But you got to make sure, as you know, I mean, as a two-time Corvette owner, that you're still living true to what the Corvette has always meant in the marketplace. And so, you know, there's important things that we made sure that we did, including making sure that we kept some of the design cues in the mid-engine Corvette that were still signature to what Corvette has always been about. You know, the aggressive wheel arches, the tapered front end. All of these things that have been, and also, you know, taking inspiration from fighter jet design is something that we've always done in the Corvette's history. And, you know, we're taking cues from the F-35, the F-22. So we're trying to make sure that we're living up to what Corvette aficionados have really, really wanted in this in their design of the Corvette, but now pushing the boundaries.
That's fantastic. Kevin, let's talk a little bit more about the exterior. It is nothing but beautiful, but it's chock full of lots of great styling cues, like you say, from Corvettes of the past. But this is a very futuristic design, but still it's unmistakably Corvette, and that's not an easy thing to accomplish.
No, not at all. But again, we paid very, very careful attention to that at every step of the way to make sure that we were still staying true to what Corvette is all about, especially on the exterior. But again, I mean, when you talk about moving the engine to the mid-engine configuration, there are certain things that you have to really reconsider and reinvent. And, you know, like you've got the large side air intakes that for engine cooling that actually are needed for just keeping the car running at top performance. So those air intakes that we designed were designed and influenced from the air intakes from the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter aircraft. So, you know, we made sure that we were pushing the boundaries in terms of design. We also, you know, got a lot of things in there, like the dual element LED tail lamps. They're actually animated now, so whenever the turn signal is activated, they show some emotion. They show some motion with them. So we wanted to push the boundaries there, too. Quad exhaust tips located on the outboard ends to give it that the wide stance that you'd expect from Corvette. So we've done a lot of things to make sure, and even some subtle things, Bob, like, you know, the door releases, excuse me, are hidden underneath where the air intake vents are. So there's no door handle to impede or to cause a problem whenever you look at the cleanliness, the smoothness of the design. So we've done a lot of things to make sure that we've kept and stayed true and made this car still a Corvette, but yet pushing the boundaries again, like I said before.
Fantastic. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the engine. We're going to talk about the interior. We're going to talk about everything we possibly can about the 2020 Corvette. This is Auto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. And, of course, you can find us on the web around the world at GCNlive.com. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, so I don't have my usual voice in this hour of the broadcast. But we'll soldier through as we have lots of fun talking with Kevin Kelly, who is the man who's telling us all about the 2020 Corvette, is one of the senior product folks from GM. And why don't we talk about the engine next? This is the LT2 engine, and it's chock full of all kinds of great technology.
Yeah, you know, we call it the jewel at the center of the car, as you could imagine. And so it is still a small block V8 engine, the LT2, as you mentioned. So it does maintain being a naturally aspirated V8 engine. In fact, we're the only one in the segment with this engine configuration. And we're actually proud of it. You know, again, we mentioned that with the performance exhaust and with the Z51 package, you're looking at, you know, total performance that you can get out of this engine is just crazy. 495 horsepower is what we're talking about. And so it is a great engine, and it can go throughout the bandwidth, no matter what you're looking for in terms of performance, this engine will deliver. And so we're very proud to continue on through with this small block V8 engine in the mid-engine Corvette. And by the way, the other thing to note is this engine now comes with a dry sump system standard on the engine. So that means whenever you have to, whether you're heading out on the track or whatever you're doing, you don't have to worry about lubrication on the engine. Lubrication will be delivered to the new dry sump system that has three scavenge pumps. So this engine is built and engineered to be a performer.
It sure is. And again, for those folks like myself who like to use a Corvette as a daily driver, it has active fuel management, which is cylinder deactivation. And I know in the past when I've driven these vehicles with cylinder deactivation as Tesla vehicles, it's a seamless transition from 8 cylinders to 4 and from 4 cylinders to 8. It's just remarkable how far computing technology has come.
Yes, absolutely. And again, we've done a lot to make sure that not only are we delivering great performance, but we're also delivering exceptional fuel economy. Fuel economy numbers are not finalized yet, but we do expect it to be a good hallmark again for living up to what we've expected from Corvette.
Let's talk about the transmission. This is something all new for the Corvette as well. It's the first time that a manual transmission isn't being offered alongside a automatic at launch, but we don't have a traditional automatic. We've got a really cool system. It's an 8-speed dual clutch that was developed with Tremec. Tell us all about it, Kevin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is the first time we've featured an 8-speed dual clutch transmission. This is a wet clutch design. So we've got a great transmission here that shifts lightning quick. In fact, it can shift faster than any human can. And it is the only transmission that will be available on the car. But I can tell you right now from what I've heard from the engineering team that's been working on this car, the connected feel that the owners will experience from this transmission is unlike anything that's been in Corvette. The way this transmission has been set up is that to get out the car off the line, the low first gear is low, and then we have close gear ratio or close ratio gears 2 through 6 that'll keep the engine at its peak power on the track. And then we've got tall 7th and 8th gears that are great for long-distance cruising, bending low mechanical stress, and, again, excellent fuel economy. And I'll just say it again. What we're looking at here is 0 to 60 times with the Z51 of under 3 seconds. And this will be the quickest Stingray we've ever had in the lineup.
Right from the factory, and this is just the standard Corvette with that performance package. So what a testimony to the great engineers who put this car together. Mark Royce at the event announced a price point below $60,000. Kevin, there are many folks, including many of my automotive journalist friends, who thought it couldn't be done, but you guys have done it.
Yeah, that's right. we have. And, you know, the way we've done it, Bob, is important to know. It's by taking the best of what Chevrolet and General Motors brings to the table. You know, we've got more than 100 years of automotive manufacturing under our belt. And so we're leveraging, you know, our existing manufacturing capabilities within the company. Again, using the tried and true small block V8 that's built on a high capacity engine line in New York. And then we've also are looking, still using the same Bowling Green assembly plant, the famous and great quality Bowling Green assembly plant that's synonymous with Corvette. But it's really paying attention then to where do you invest in the details. I mean, the details on this car, the customization and the personalization is unprecedented than what we've ever seen in Corvette before. And that's because our customers told us they wanted that. And we do by also trying to attract new customers. We had to expand the bandwidth of this car and take personalization to the nth degree.
Which is so cool. I noticed one of the options was an LED series of lights to illuminate the mid-engine bay. And how cool would that be? That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you know, again, we really want to show off. Because in the past, you couldn't show off the engine. Now the engine is a centerpiece. And it's really interesting to bring that up, Bob, because the engineers and the design teams, for the first time ever, worked together hand in glove on the engine and the engine components. They wanted to make sure, from a design perspective, that that the surfaces on this engine were Class A, like you would have on the exterior of the vehicle. So they paid attention to how all of the different pipes and different pulleys and other things that were in the engine belt were made sure that this looked great whenever you were looking at the engine, because the engine is really the jewel of the center.
It certainly is. This is also the first time that we're seeing electric power steering on a Corvette. Tell us about that, Kevin.
Yeah, again, this provides improved performance and improved steering response. Also helps us with keeping the car at a tight turning radius. So the electronic power steering system is an integral part of making sure that the car and the continues to perform whenever you're tossing it through the twisty roads or whenever you're tossing it around the track. So again, we knew we had to raise the bar here, and that's what we did.
Kevin Kelly is with us, and we're talking all about the 2020 Corvette, and we're going to talk about all the nuances of the Corvette, but why don't we continue talking a little bit more about the engine and that dry sump system. It's very good size, 7.5 quarts, so as you said a little bit earlier, for those who are going to take this vehicle out on the track, and I would expect a number of owners will do that. They're going to be all set. And this is something that we have never seen in the Corvette before.
We have had the system in the Corvette before. It's just now that it is standard on the engine across the entire board when you talk about the 6.2 liter. So it has been completely reinvented. As I mentioned before, three separate oil scavenging pumps and a reservoir that is compactly mounted to the front of the engine. The low power profile oil pan reduces mass, and the cooler has more capacity. And what that all adds up to, Bob, as you mentioned, absolutely bulletproof performance when you're at the track, and we've seen that at the VIR, the Nürburgring, and the Milford Road Course.
Fantastic. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the interior, we'll talk about some of the optional equipment, and lots more with Kevin Kelly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Thousands of demonstrators streamed into the nation's capital in the largest local protest so far over police brutality and racism in the United States. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said that things went smoothly.
All week we've had peaceful protests in Washington. Yesterday we saw our largest crowds that met at various places throughout the district and converged on 16th Street at Black Lives Matter Plaza. And what we heard was people exercising their First Amendment rights and demanding justice and peace in a more fair system. We had no rest last night.
At the White House, which was fortified with new fencing and extra security members, chants and cheers were heard in waves, and President Donald Trump agreed to withdraw the National Guard from the D.C. area. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. An influential retired U.S. official is tipping his November hand, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell confirming he's voting for Joe Biden in the upcoming election.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
Powell making the announcement on CNN's State of the Union while ripping into President Trump, accusing him of lying, not being effective, and insulting many people. I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States Marine Corps has issued a directive to remove all public displays of the Confederate flag from every installation. Marine Corps commanders must identify and remove the display of the Confederate battle flag or its depiction within any workplace, common access area, or public area in their installations. The directive applies to the entire Marine Corps. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac down. I'm telling you.
Jay Leno is one of the few journalists who's had an opportunity to drive it at least around the block, but I saw his piece that he did for his show on YouTube, and it looked great, and we'll see lots more, of course, in the weeks and months ahead.
Oh, yes, Jay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Jay, no, I would do it. It was great to see Jay and spend time with Jay out in Tustin when, after the reveal, and he did seem to really enjoy the car, and we enjoyed spending time with him. So interested to see whenever his show comes out in the fall with the full episode, so we're looking forward to it.
Let's talk a little bit more about this first ever mid-engine design, and of course it brings a lot more stability to the vehicle and improves the weight distribution, but that's just one thing that it does. It does lots of other things too, including opening up the passenger compartment, the driver's compartment. Tell us a little bit about some of the great attributes of the mid-engine design.
Yeah, so whenever it comes to the interior, you know, we were able to move the cockpit forward about 16 and a half inches from the current C7 configuration. And that allows us to give more opportunity to really what we call enveloping the driver. So really put the driver at the center of the car. And whenever you talk about that type of positioning in relation to the overall structure of the vehicle, it's like the vehicle is turning around you. And it gives instantaneous feedback to the driver, and the driver feels more connected to the car. But I think the other thing that you need to think about whenever you talk about the cockpit, and I mentioned this a little bit, but it's not just about the structure of the vehicle. It's what we've done to really do things to make sure that we push the boundaries in terms of providing the ultimate in terms of feedback and performance to the driver. So, for instance, you know, we have a 12-inch reconfigurable cluster, and we've got the different modes on the vehicle, everything from, you know, the traditional modes as you would expect, now to include what we call Z mode. So, for instance, if you wanted to go, if you had a really twisty road that you really enjoyed driving on, and you really wanted to, you really wanted to really push the performance of the car, you can tune the engine, the transmission, the shifting of the vehicle, and then whenever you get to that favorite place that you love to drive, and you've got the car configured just the way you want it, all you need to do is push the Z mode button on the steering wheel, and the car will transform itself to those settings. You go through that favorite twisty road that you like, and then you turn the Z mode off, and you get back into regular driving. And it is something that customers have asked us for, and we've really put that into place here. The other thing we've done, Bob, is we've created a new squared-off steering wheel. So, you know, we've got a flat surface on the top and a flat surface on the bottom of the steering wheel, and that allows for improved vision, downward vision on the road. Also allows us to have that, as I mentioned, that 12-inch reconfigurable cluster display can be seen right through the steering wheel without any impediment. The other things that we've done on the interior, and this is really cool, we've got six color themes that we've created for the interior, six seat belt colors, two optional stitching packages, and we have three seats now that are available. We have a GT1 seat, we have a GT2 seat, and we have a competition sports seat. So this level of personalization and customization that we can do on the interior is unlike what we've seen in the past. And I would encourage your listeners to go to Chevrolet.com, go to the 2020 Corvette page, and check out our visualizer. We've done a lot of things to really improve the experience whenever you want to build your own vehicle. So you can go in there and you can put, whether it be a rapid blue exterior with a rapid blue interior, a leather interior with competition seats, and then have red calipers and the red engine cover. All this stuff can be viewed, and you can see the car that you would want to have on our visualizer. You can then save it on your computer and then post it to Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do, and share that with your friends. And so we are really up in the game here when it comes to making sure that we're interacting with the customer in new and innovative ways, and that even includes the customization that we've really amped up here.
And we got to talk about the interior design, which I think is so well done. This is a cockpit-like design, very much influenced by not only aeronautics of the airplane industry, but also high-performance driving. And I love that line moving down the center of the dashboard with all the control buttons there. That is just a stellar piece of work, and the interior looks wonderful.
Yeah, again, we've really amped it up. There's no you will not be able to interact with a plastic part on the interior, Bob. All these interior pieces have been finished with either leather, aluminum, or some other material that is really high level in terms of touch and feel. We wanted to make this a really premium experience on the interior. And as you mentioned, you've got the interior that just wraps around the driver in ways that are unprecedented in terms of Corvette, and I think in some of the other mid-engine cars in the industry. We have the controls that you mentioned for heated seats and for the HVAC system that are a thin line along the edge of the cockpit that wraps around the driver. We have just one simple control on the radio, and that is the volume knob. So we made sure wherever there's a button, the button had to earn its place. It wasn't just put there to be put there. And so we really paid careful attention to make sure this cockpit really was that for the driver, a cockpit that inspired them to really pay attention to the driving, but enjoy the drive.
And, of course, as you get into some of the options and different trim levels, you can also get the performance data recorder. That's been updated. And also the MagnaRide system is now the fourth generation. It is just an incredible system. Tell our listeners all about that MagnaRide.
Yeah, so the MagnaRide system, again, this is a new generation of MagnaRide, much more responsive, and it's got some unique features in it for the Corvette. Again, we talked about Z mode, and we've talked about, just the My mode. There's another mode called My mode performance handling that you can, again, customize the vehicle. And the suspension the plays a significant role in this. And we just make sure that, again, this car handles beautifully and through any of the twisties or on the track. In fact, Tej Jukter, the executive chief engineer, said during the reveal that this is probably the most planted Corvette you will ever experience in history. And Tej has been around for a few generations, so he speaks from experience. But we've done a lot in terms of making sure that the suspension and the steering system all around is just leaps and bounds ahead of where we were. And you mentioned, by the way, the performance data recorder, right? Before I forget. So the performance data recorder has been improved. We now have, full HD video capability on the performance data recorder and a new database that will have track, start, and finish line built into the system. And then we also have point-to-port recording. So in the past, you would have to configure the track to be start and finish line. Now you can do point-to-point instead of just going start and finish line. So a lot more functionality here, a lot more user-friendliness, and high-definition video as the end result.
That sounds so cool, Kevin. Lots of mid-engine cars have kind of wide sills, which makes getting in a little bit of a challenge. But that's not the case in the Corvette here. You have not gone that route at all.
No, we have not. In fact, we have done a lot in terms of the structure overall of the Corvette to make sure that entry and egress is easy. But at the same point in time, whenever you think about the overall structure is still solid. So, for instance, we have, like you said, there is low rockers, which allow for easy entry and egress. There's no tub construction here. So this car has been engineered for making sure that, again, comfort is there. But we also have gone and done things. Corvette has always been like a mosaic of materials, right? Great material used in the right application. And the same thing is done here. We use aluminum where it provides a benefit. We also use other materials as well. And we can talk about that more if you'd like.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that, the removable targa roof, and lots more straight ahead as our discussion of the 2020 Corvette continues with General Motors Kevin Kelly. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bob Long, along with General Motors Kevin Kelly. We're talking about the 2020 Corvette. And let me remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income, or rent. Use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's A, all caps, UTOWORLD. Again, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, cruise, and choose. We're here with Kevin Kelly here on Auto World. Again, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, so my voice is not cooperating here today. So let's talk about the Taga top, which is, of course, so much a part of the Corvette heritage, and it has been maintained in the mid-engine design, and it looks so cool in its ease of taking it off and where you can place that panel.
Mm-hmm, that is correct, Bob. We've always known we had to keep the Targa top a part of the formula here for Corvette, because otherwise owners would have called blasphemy on us, right? So we made sure that, again, it's made out of SMC material, and it is easily removed, and the best part is it stores in the trunk. So you can, there's latches right in there that securely place it in the trunk, so you can take the Targa top out, place it in the trunk, and use it whenever you want, take it off whenever you want, and enjoy open air driving.
That's fantastic. The other really cool feature, Kevin, I was reading about, and that's the ability of the vehicle to lift its nose up if you're approaching a steep driveway, and it takes it one step further. It actually has a capability of memorizing these places along your daily drive route. Tell us all about it.
That's absolutely right. This was the feature that got the most claps of the owners that was in the crowd when we did the reveal. This is the front lift system, and it is the first time we've offered it on Corvette. And what it does is it raises the front end approximately 40 millimeters. It does it in about 2.8 seconds. So if you have a steep driveway, if you have a parking structure where you park in for work, and the entry is a little bit steep, you can push the front lift button and it'll raise the front end 40 millimeters. Now, here's the thing that got everybody's attention. You can program each of the locations where the front lift is needed for your Corvette. If you go past these same locations routinely, you can program in them into the car via GPS up to 1,000 locations, and the front lift will automatically lift once you get to those locations.
Oh, that is so cool, Kevin. Let's talk about some of the other really cool features of the vehicle. You mentioned the seats and the ability to customize a vehicle. I noticed in its seventh generation, the Corvette became a lot more bespoke with lots of different cool things that could be added to the vehicle. But with the C8, you've taken that another notch, another step further, and certainly the fact that the interior is chock full of aluminum, carbon fiber, and all kinds of wonderful pieces is testimony to the fact that you're not only bringing us a new mid-engine design Corvette, but also some new luxury as well.
Correct, that's right. And you talk about the seats. There's three seat options. So the GT1 seat, which I wouldn't call a standard seat, but it is the seat that is offered as standard equipment. That has a sporty style that emphasizes comfort while providing good support in performance driving situations. It has Mulan leather trim, optional two-way lumbar support, and it has a wing adjustment as well. The GT2 seat, this is a first for Corvette. They are racing-inspired, but they also provide comfort for long-distance trips. We have dual-density foam in these seats. They include carbon fiber trim, leather inserts and bolsters, as well as two-way lumbar support, wing adjustment, heated and ventilation. So a great seat package all around. But for those folks who really want to get maximum support on the track, we have this competition seat, which is designed for serious track-focused drivers. It includes aggressive bolsters, again, leather seating surfaces, carbon fiber trim on the headrest, heated and ventilation, as well as a textile that's inspired by Kevlar vest that's very durable and very, very high quality.
That is so magnificent is all I can say. Kevin, this vehicle just brings joy to my face. I can't help but smile anytime I'm talking about it. And certainly the response has been tremendous. Tell us a little bit about the early response dealer-wise. And I understand that perhaps the first year's orders are already filled up. Give us an update.
I wouldn't go that far yet. We still have room available for folks who still want to place their orders. But we have done a lot of good work with, again, our customers and making sure that we've delivered in terms of a new experience here. And we have had some huge numbers that have come in just as we went through the reveal. I mean, you think about some of the stuff that we've done. You mentioned about being able to watch the live stream. We had about 471,000 people that tuned into the live stream all around the world. And we've also had a lot of people that have come in and tried to configure their own Corvettes. On the day after we did the reveal, the Chevrolet page had 2.4 million visits. And, wow. And that was a record for Chevrolet, for the Chevrolet page. So typically we don't have that number, but we had to increase our bandwidth, as you could imagine. Over the first 72 hours after the reveal, we had about 750,000 people build their own Corvettes. So the visualizer has been a very huge success. And we are very pleased by what we've been able to do to provide customers and those interested in Corvette an opportunity to customize their own vehicle. In fact, we've also had a concierge line that we've set up for folks that they can call in to ask the questions about Corvette. A concierge line is getting a lot of take, and we're really good to hear, interested to hear people's feedback. But it has been overwhelming. I mean, it has surpassed anything that we've ever expected in terms of traffic, use, everything.
And another thing we should point out, Kevin, is this is the first time that the Corvette is available in both left as well as right-hand drive variants, and that's big.
That is huge. You know, we were saying after the reveal that I can't imagine how many pints went up in Australia when we made that announcement. Folks in Australia have been rabid fans of Corvette, just like other parts of around the world, also fans of Japan. Now they'll be able to get a right-hand drive version of the car without having to pay astronomical amounts to get their vehicles retrofitted. So I would imagine there was a lot of Fosters that went up in bars across Australia, and we're pleased with that.
I understand that there's two stereo systems, including quite an upline system by Bose with 14 speakers available. Tell us a little bit about the sound experience.
Yeah, that is correct. So we do have two audio systems available in the car, and both of them are by Bose. So both of them are very well appointed. But the Bose Premium Performance Sound System is the one that really takes it to the next level. 14 speakers, as you mentioned. Speaker grills are integrated into the lower door trim, so it's really a nice appearance. But I will tell you, I've had the experience of being able to sit in the car and just listen to the performance audio system, and it sounds like you are at a stadium, an arena, listening to a concert, and it is unbelievable just the depth that you get from this system in terms of overall quality of sound. And I think people are going to just love this as part of the Corvette and the part of the package.
No question about it. Wireless charging is also available on the Corvette.
Yeah, that's correct. So now you can charge your devices wirelessly, and it's actually pretty cool where we've positioned the wireless charger. So the wireless charger is in between the front, they're in between the passenger and driver's seat, and so it's really it's positioned on the back where one of the speaker grills are, and you can just easily put your phone in there and charge it up and not worry about it.
Kevin, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. Apologize for my cold, but we'll get you back down the road to talk more about it, because I just love talking about the 2020 Corvette.
So do I, and I appreciate it, Bob, and thank you, and hope you feel better.
Thank you very much. That will do it for this hour.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.